Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. I'm an old guy on Social Security and Medicare with a secondary insurance policy that we pay for. My wife is in the same situation. Consequently, the Affordable Care Act doesn't affect us much at this point in time. For most of my working days, I was covered by union insurance, that's UFCW, an excellent insurance. I had enough years in to be covered for life, but I was off with rotator cuff surgery for 3 months, and to get the lifetime coverage, you had to have X number of days of uninterrupted work. So I lost the lifetime coverage. My insurance agent found a policy that fit me pretty well, given my pre-existing conditions. A little pricey, but good coverage. So, having been in business for myself with a few employees and having worked for a low to medium wage, I wondered how this Affordable Care Act was going to work. I wondered how a person earning even as much as $20 an hour, with a family and all the expenses that go with that, and car expense if you have one or two vehicles, the insurance, maintenance, fuel, tires, transmissions, radiators, and etc. I also wondered if President Obama had talked with the insurance industry to see if this could be done, whether it would work out. So I wrote a letter to President Obama asking those two questions. I am not naive enough to think that the president actually would read it. So I said in the letter, if the president does not read the questions himself, do not send back an answer. Well, I did get an answer back telling me in general how Obamacare works, but no special details like answering my two questions, for example. It all sounded very good, but no details. The letter had Obama's rather scribbly signature at the bottom of the page, but I imagined it as a copy. But the letter was addressed to me personally, so just maybe I have the real thing. I can dream, I guess. The flap that's been going on over the section of US 101 between Eureka and Arcata involves, deep down inside, the removal of all the billboards and, I think, the eucalyptus trees. They, whoever they are, say the eucalyptus trees are not native trees. So what? They've been there for 100 years, give or take a few. They serve as a windbreak. Billboards, what do they hurt? We locals probably don't notice them, but visitors to the area probably get some help in locating motels or restaurants. Besides, if they and the eucalyptus trees are gone, what do we have to look at? The mud flaps when the bay is at low tide? Or a foot or so of water in the bay at high tide? Leave them alone. They're back. San Francisco Opera Singers. Eureka Chamber Music Series presents the San Francisco Opera Singers. That's Friday, January 31st, Calvary Lutheran Church, 7:30 p.m. Be there. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.